Well, Mickey, another season upon us, and I suppose hopes and expectations always high in Tyrone, and I suppose especially Spo after the way last year ended with coming very close maybe to making it to an All-Ireland final.
It was a good second half of the season in terms of the results we got at that period of the year, but we'll know how good it is when we see what way we hit the ground running this year, because we need to build on that, and if you don't build on it, then it's sort of can be seen as a flash in the pan, a one-off, and that doesn't really take you very far. So we really need to knuckle down and try and do better than that, and that's a big ask. But
it wasn't just one good performance in the latter half. There was quite a few of them put back to back.
Yeah, well, I suppose we've traditionally been decent in the qualifiers, and once you get over the initial game or two, you get a wee bit of momentum, and the players get the belief back in themselves again, and then they're capable of rising to a higher standard maybe than they thought possible when it all began. So yeah, it was a good enough run, and we're very happy about that. But really, we'd be much happier if we could build on it for the coming season.
Tell you what, when the McKenna Cup would be the start of your season, but I see you've already played a couple of games.
Yeah, we were lucky enough, I suppose, to be the Free Cup was resurrected there again, and it's for the counties in the Archdiocese. That's Louth and Armagh, ourselves and Derry. And we had two games, a semi-final against Derry and a final against Louth, and yeah, it was good to get two more games. That was just before Christmas we got them. We wouldn't normally be playing football at that time of the year, and it was a bonus to get them, and it means that we're now entering the McKenna Cup, and we're guaranteed to have five games before the league starts, regardless of how we do in the McKenna Cup, and that's always useful.
And a number of new faces, obviously, into the squad as well, and got their chance in those couple of games.
Well, that's true. They've been with six or seven new lads in there to give them a chance to see how they play at this level, and I must say that we're very pleased with the way they're committed to the task ahead of them, and each game, I suppose, will tell the tale. The further we go on, if we can go in the McKenna Cup, then obviously the competition gets a bit stiffer, because you're playing against teams that have done well in the competition, and the league is imminently around the corner. So, that's going to be a place where we can find out a lot about the players in the month of January.
And just remind us again who those players are, Mickey.
Well, there's two McGeary lads from Pomeroy. Hugh Pat was the captain of the 21s a couple of years ago there, and Kieran was the captain of the team that won the All-Ireland. And you have Jonathan Munro from Carrickmore, a very good player. Harry O'Connell, been on a minor team that's successful.
And of course, still a lot of the old faces about as well, so you have the good mix.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's sort of Sean Cavan is still there from the 2003 starting team. I suppose he's the last link with that. But after that, then you really got new players across that next 10 or 12 years who have come in at various stages. So there is a sense of balance about the team at the minute, but you've got experience. You've got people in the middle stage of their career, and you've got new and younger boys coming in. It's good. It's good to be with that kind of mix in the squad.
And tell me, apart from the two games, have you got much work done?
Back on board there, on the 8th of December is our official return date, and I know the players would have been working on their own before that, so they don't wait until that time to keep themselves in condition. They're working away all the while after they get a few weeks' breaks from the club scene. So we're together collectively since the 8th of December, and we've been working on our two nights during the week and once at the weekend if we hadn't got a match. They've put in quite a bit of work for this time of year, but that's what everybody's doing, and you need to be at that standard if you want to keep up with what's going on.
In a group with Queens, Derry and Antrim, and starting with Queens on Sunday?
Yeah, that's it. It's one of the university sides, I suppose. They haven't been as strong in recent years as they would have been in days gone by. It seems to be Jordanstown would be the biggest, strongest setup in Ulster at the minute. And then St Mary's are always good because they play as a unit. They're like a sort of, we often recognise them as a school side almost, that they're a very close-knit group and have very good players too. But of late, Queens wouldn't have been as much to the fore. But again, I think it's not a team of stars that they're about either. They're maybe more like St Mary's, where they have a lot of players who, again, know each other well and probably be a formidable enough outfit. You don't know until you meet them on the day, but they're in the competition to succeed as best they can and prepare for Sigerson, and they're going to be fit enough, and they're going to be quality players. So, it's a good start for us, and we'd like to win the game, obviously, to stay in the competition as long as possible.
And is it going to be a case of experimenting and giving different players a run in each of the games?
Well, that's it. I suppose it's a mix-and-match job. You know, you want to keep the core of the team there to give the players a bit of experience and a bit of backbone, so to speak, of an experienced outfit, and then introduce the new players. You wouldn't want to put all your new players in at one time, so it is a bit of rotational work with some new and some seasoned campaigners there. And we found that in the past it worked well for us, that we were still competitive and gave the new players a chance to perform with other players of quality around them.
And I know it's a long time ago since you told me that every game you play you want to win, and I'm sure that hasn't changed with the years.
No, it hasn't changed at all. I think it's only right that if you're in a competition that you give it your best shot. People are very interested in the McKenna Cup in the last number of years, and Tyrone followers are very interested in it, and you want them to go out there believing that they're going out to see a team doing the best they can trying to win. And I think it wouldn't be right to approach it in any other way, and I think our record over the McKenna Cup suggests that we did take it very seriously every season we were there, and we have no intention of doing any different this year.